Blog Talk Radio.
This is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Tristan Walter.
Now, why did I play that opening, you might ask? Well, it's because of the fact that, of course, movies don't have openings. Movies have endings. And today we're doing the ending songs. So today we're doing the second Bleach movie, The Diamond Dust Rebellion. So, while movies, and you know, obviously our show usually has an opening. So, with the first movie, I believe we used Asterisk, which was the first opening. But in this case, you know, because it's so far in the series, what's extremely interesting is that in this case, the episodes aired between, okay, when they, I don't know if you know this, Tristan, but usually in animes, because I don't know, I know you've seen the anime, sort of, but I know you've also seen it through Adult Swim. So they didn't really do this for the Adult Swim versions because they used, first off, they cut the openings sometimes.
Yeah.
Cut them up. And when they do have certain things, you know, they're from the DVDs, so anything is corrected if it's already needed to be. Anyway, in Japan, when they first start to air things, and let's say a movie's coming out, they'll splice up movie clips into the opening footage.
Right.
So they did this for episodes 151 through 154. And around that time is when After Dark by, I believe it was Asian Kung Fu Generation, was the opening. So here we are. Right. Also, in case anyone listened to our Gravity Falls show yesterday, sadly, we are unable to put up these new Sailor Moon DVDs through us, you know, to be able to be purchased through us. However, by the end of today, we will have the Sailor Moon manga up, which, you know, if you don't have the manga, definitely get it through us, through Right Stuff. And if you do have it, buy it again. Give it to a friend. Why not? You know, and our website being thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, we'll talk about it a lot more later, but just wanted to make sure that we cleared that up on the air. Anyway, so now we're doing this movie, a movie that was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I would definitely say so, too. Because when you had asked me, oh, you know, do you want to do one of the other, you know, another Bleach movie again? I'm like, well, let's see. What would be... We're doing this. We're doing this, all of this right now.
Here's the funny thing about this movie, though. There are many funny things, but here's the one funny thing that I feel. Also, a lot of sad things, by the way. It was not a comedy. But I want to say something. This movie was a really big gamble, I feel.
Really?
Okay, here's the thing. I know that Hitsugaya is very popular in Japan, and of course he's popular in America as well. But the fact that you're putting everything into only one character, who isn't your already established main character, is a gamble in my opinion. Because what if you came into this movie going, so I don't give a fuck about Hitsugaya?
If you don't give a fuck about Hitsugaya, I think you should just get out right now.
I understand, which is true, because I love Hitsugaya. No, I agree. I love Hitsugaya. I mean, being a short man myself, I love Hitsugaya. I love Vegeta. I love Krillin. you know, I gravitate towards those characters. Trunks is actually only 5'5". Did not know that.
Shit.
Did not know that. Extremely excited. I heard this. Yeah, I know, right? Just, I can be Trunks now. My childhood. But anyway, jumping, you know, back to Bleach. So, I mean, of course people love Hitsugaya. But again, and I said, you know, I don't give a damn or whatever. But, first, you know, even if you just have a like for Hitsugaya, still, you know, some people might not sit there and think, oh, I want an entire movie based on Hitsugaya.
No,
so,
yeah, I understand what you meant by it, yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure he was very popular, though, because, of course, they wouldn't just do this out of the blue. Because, you know, I know in the older manga, they used to post in the older manga that were released in America, they would still show the popularity contest, and I believe he was pretty high. So,
yeah, I'm
but it's
pretty
still
sure
a gamble.
Hitsugaya was up there.
Yeah, but it's still a gamble, I feel, because, you know, that not everyone loves Hitsugaya.
No, yeah.
You know, but I mean, it worked out well because a very good movie came out of it. There were a few pacing issues, I feel, but nothing major. I did enjoy the fact, though, that they really wanted to kind of, you know, bring us into their world even more with the fact that it wasn't just not to rip on DBZ movies, because honestly, I believe DBZ movies, you know, Dragon Ball Z movies are a lot more marathonable compared to the Bleach movies, where there's only 4 Bleach movies, but each one, you know, about an hour and 20, hour 30 each. So it's a bit harder to just sit there. But with, you know, DBZ, it's just 45 minutes, 50 minutes at most, usually. I think Broly, the first movie, was the only one really to, one of the only ones to go up to like an hour, because they really tried to just focus a lot into it. So, yeah, in this movie, there is a lot, you know. So, again, you can marathon more with the Dragon Ball Z films, but in this movie, there's just so much depth into what they've, you know, been given. I mean, that extra 30 minutes compared to something like, or even 40 minutes, you know, compared to something like Dragon Ball Z, can really add a lot to certain characters. Did you feel like it was a bit too long, or did you enjoy it?
No, I felt like it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know, maybe if they'd cut it down by, like, maybe, you know, 15 minutes or so, but other than that,
I would say 10, because there are certain, not even scenes themselves, but more of the ending. I think the ending is just one of the weird endings where, and certain, you know, where they did the whole big reveal. And, of course, that obviously doesn't have to be just the end of your movie. But when you do that big reveal, and it's just like, all right, cool, the final fight is coming. It's like, actually, it's a 3-part act. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, where it's just, actually, he will be human, and then he will not be. And then you're in his mind. Crazy shit, guys. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of draws things out a bit too much, I felt. But, again, many of the scenes in those acts were brilliant, so I couldn't say remove those scenes. Just the acts themselves really took. I mean, when you realize that the big reveal, you know, not the big reveal, but the fact that everyone was like, "We're on board to kill him now," right? We understand.
Yeah.
At 1:16, and the movie ended at 1:32.
Yeah,
you were like, "This is gonna take a while," you know. But yeah. Also, by the way, just some background. Sorry to interrupt. Just some background that we do before we really, I mean, we've already jumped into it a bit, but just some kind of cool background. This movie came out in Japan in theaters. Yes, in theaters. And apparently not melded with anything else. Oh, then again, that's just what Wiki's telling me. For all I know, maybe it could have been bumped up with another movie. Because usually, you know, films like Dragon Ball Z and some of the other ones that are, you know, exclusively for kids, because of their time, they'll just bunch them all together. In this case, though, it looks like this movie just aired by itself. Was released in theaters by itself. It was in theaters December 22nd, 2007. And then everyone in America cried until September 6th, 2008.
Yeah.
because if anyone doesn't know, which, you know, some of you may know, some of you may not know, you know, of course, while Bleached.
Like, no. Good job.
I am a fan of Bleached. I don't know about this Bleached thing. Well, if you notice our episode title, it's actually Blech. Because when I was younger, I was like, nope, it's not Bleach, it's Blech.
Fucking.
Just to completely mess up the pronunciation. But anyway, but hear me out. So, with Bleach,
I didn't even realize until you pointed it out. I saw the Golden Dusty Dance Dance Revolution, and I didn't even notice Black.
Right, that's also part
fucking
of our title.
Damn it.
But anyway, So, yes.
Shut up.
I believe Bleach was licensed at the time, but even then, of course, you have to wait until it's, you know, it gets to that point in the anime before, in the, you know, in America, before you release the movie here in English. So if you're waiting for the English dub, of course you have to wait longer, but many people just go, you know what, well, maybe English dub, maybe, but right now I want to read it. Right now, English subtitle. So of course, December, you know, 22nd, 2007, you're just like, oh yeah, so when is it coming out? It's like, nope, theaters. So what does that mean? You gotta wait till the DVD. And that's really hard, especially when I mentioned to you earlier, they put the clips in the opening.
Yeah.
So imagine being teased that way without even, you know, with the Japanese not really understanding that we're being teased that way.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But so we had to wait a while. And then even when it comes out, I mean, there are people. Bleach is very popular. So, of course, it's going to, you know, people are going to take a crack at it immediately. Also, if the DVD comes out with Japanese subtitles, goldmine. Everyone and their mom, you know, who at least knows Japanese can just be like, all right, got it.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, it could take about, still, even with September 8th, it could be September 9th, but it could also be October 1st. You know, and I think it took about a month because, hey, guess what? You know, we weren't kids at the time, like with all of our Dragon Ball Z reviews, but we were teenagers.
Mm.
We were awkward, as if we're not now. We were awkward. We were in high school. I was in school with you.
Yes.
How creepy
is that?
I'd
rather not remember that time of my past.
Oh, I block it out. Well, what's really funny is I blocked out as well. But what's great is it's been so long since I've seen this movie that I didn't remember a lot of the content, but I remembered watching the movie. Like, I remember where I was while I was watching the movie and just thinking, oh, interesting. But I don't remember much of the content until I was like, wait, no, I remember this scene, I remember that scene.
What
it was
the
really
fuck? How?
I don't know. I just, like, I can't, I think because I was moving my laptop around something. So I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But it was very interesting, you know, moving around, like, from room to room or whatever. So I remember being in my house at the time, you know, watching it, but you know, bit by bit, whatever. But I don't exactly remember the entire film until I saw it. Also, if any of you want to talk about the film with us today, you know, definitely do. The number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. And, of course, you know, we haven't really gone too far in the movie yet. If you're thinking, wow, these guys are hilarious, I want my friend to listen to them. Or you're thinking, wow, these guys are terrible, I want my enemy to listen to them and then want to destroy themselves afterwards. Basically, what you can do is, if you call our number, right, if the person calls our number, 718-664-9468, and they don't press 1, they can sit in and listen in, you know, and we won't get a notification, we won't think that they want to talk to us, and we'll just leave you guys, or whoever it is, on the line. So, yeah, whether you like us or you hate us, you know, get someone to call in.
Why not?
But anyway, we were young, not that young, but young enough where it's really funny, where it's just now we look back at it and it's just like, wow, that was long ago, but not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, and then the movie came out in America. It came out in America, let's see, September 8th, 2009, which is funny. 2 days after in 2008, but a year after. And that's when the DVD was released. And then December 5th, 2009 was actually when it aired on Adult Swim, which is nice. Because, you know, around the same time for the because it has a nice holiday feel to it. Like, with the way the weather is getting, it actually was a very nice movie to watch.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing as how his Sanpakuto does create a snowstorm wherever he goes.
Yeah, basically. Just, he's basically a bit of Thor and a bit of Storm. Just kind of, wherever he goes, just cold.
So is he Storm?
Yes. Everyone, hashtag Storm.
Oh,
we're doing that today. It's going to be hashtag Storm. Because of our Twitter, Those Guys Radio. Thanks. Thanks, Tristan.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Unleash the gates of Storm. Anyway, so before we move on to actual, you know, to the Because usually what we do, to anyone who doesn't know, we talk about the, you know, little fun things that we found in the movie, you know, as a whole, right? So, you know, like little scenes and things. But before we get into that, I want to mention a really funny story. So apparently, right, Tite Kubo couldn't give as much as he wanted to these, you know, to the character, to the characters in the movie, like, you know, to the new characters. But what's very interesting is, you know, he did really love the idea, and I think he even brought up the concept of, you know, Hitsugaya being in the situation that he's in, right? So it was really, it's funny to me anyway, where, you know, with the tagline for the trailers being, you know, exterminate, you know, eliminate Hitsugaya, right?
Yeah.
Is just like, you know, like, and apparently all these worried fans just sent in letters to, like, the voice actors and to Tite Kubo. And he just had to be like, okay, I'm sorry. But it's really hilarious because of the fact that you sit there and you're like, hey, you must be 12. When do people die in movies? Right?
Yeah.
Like, unless you're the newest character. Like, it's kind of like the red shirt situation in Star Trek, where it's just like, where it's like, hey, look, I'm a new recruit. Have a good time down there. Right? It's just, you know, it's just, you're going to die. But when you're part of
the main cast. Well, you're not going to stay new for long.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
That
I'm getting promoted? Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Why the hell not? But
I just wanted to give him a little piece before he left.
Exactly.
The least I could do.
What, you know, it's like, so what death may await him down there? You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
you'd sleep better not knowing. But anyway, but seriously, though, not even seriously, just the fact that it's like, yeah, like, why would you think? I will admit, if you watch the full movie, you know, there were two times where I even sat there and I thought, huh? Like, you know, where when it came down to, you know, to Hitsugaya, and of course, you know, just the fact that he got stabbed, I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, this is. Why is he getting fucked?
Yeah,
this
supposed
to happen in a movie.
Like, this shouldn't. So yeah, I was like, this shouldn't happen. And of course, our lovely debonair captain, right, who ended up getting, you know, hurt, and he was in the hospital for most of the movie. It was also very much like, what? This shouldn't be happening. You know, so like two times, I was like, this is a problem. But of course, again, they just wanted to flirt with the idea, which is, you know, of course DBZ does it as well, but you know, it's weird. DBZ is very weird, where they also flirt with the idea of what would happen if, but just something in our heads go, no. No. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they're, you know, their powers are, I'm not saying they're better than Bleach characters, obviously. I don't want to start a fight. Or do I? 1718-664-9468.
Oh, God damn it.
No, I don't want to start a fight. But I just really feel as if, you know, I don't know, something about DBZ characters, maybe it's also the fact that their movies are so non-canon, right?
Yeah.
Where this, in theory, because Bleach always has those down period times. Where
yeah.
It's just like, hey, look at everyone being alive and just living life, right? Where
yeah,
these movies can kind of fit into.
That's one thing that I always kind of liked, that the Bleach movies could, like, you know, loosely fit into their universe. Because even, it's the line that Renji says to Matsumoto as they're in the barracks when they're getting detained. And he goes, you know, don't you even think for a second that, you know, Captain Hitsugaya would betray us like Gin Ichimaru. And she kind of just, like, you know, looks away, and Ruki is like, Renji! What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the actual
Renji.
Fuck?
Renji,
this is why
on
you
what
don't
spiritual
have any
plane? Yeah, just Renji, on what spiritual plane do you think that's worth, you know, speaking of? Renji points down. Here? Smacks him. No! Earth? Smacks him again? No! Think again. Hueco Mundo? Renji, I can keep smacking you all day. Renji's
Which
like,
I can do this
no,
all day.
Yeah, no spiritual plane. Good boy. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand that. You know, it's very nice to have the sense of this could actually happen, everyone.
And I guess it would kind of also explain why, I mean, aside from the, you know, fucking time and space manipulating secret item that was stolen.
Oh,
it
I
might
love the time turner.
Oh, God damn it. It might also explain a little bit why the head captain of the 13 Court Guard Squad was so, like, kill everything that moves!
Oh, right, of course, yes. No,
because
that's the thing.
Because it was
after
the events of, you know.
Yes, no, because that's the thing about Yamamoto. No, here's the thing. I'm actually agreeing with you, because here's the thing. With Yamamoto, right, Yamamoto, because at first you're supposed to think, oh, well, yeah, because at first I sat there, and I was like, wow, I forgot how much of a dick Yamamoto was. But then I remembered,
yep.
I was like, wait a minute, though. Well, I was like, no, but wait. I was like, wait a minute. But, you know, Ichigo did step into their lives and change everything. So in my head, I'm like, but why is he being this way? And Time Turner aside, though, Time Turner is also a great thing where it's just, you know, where it's like, hey, look, this thing. No, but seriously, it's like, hey, look, this thing can bend all of space and time. If it moves, kill it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's, yeah. But, so yeah, you're just like, right? So there's that. That's one. Two, yeah, after people betraying you, it kind of makes sense. So just, I mean, I will admit, it was a bit farther down the line, because really the first movie was around the time, you know, after Aizen, because Ichigo had his Bankai. But the second, because, you know, second movie was around, like, Visors and Ankar and all that stuff, which the two characters, all three characters, new ones, were heavily inspired by, because they basically were at Ankars, which is really funny, because the two sisters, I don't believe they said their name in the actual movie. I don't believe they did. Well, guess what their name is?
What?
Yin and Yang.
I wanna say that's cool, but at the same time,
I'm excited. That made me happy. You can go to hell. You can go to Hueco Mundo. I was excited.
You can go to Hueco Mundo.
Like, I was fucking excited. But anyway, so yeah, so while it wasn't exactly in the same time period, still, yeah, people betray you. Here's what's really funny. They don't just betray you. They give you the idea that, it's like literally Yamamoto's like just sitting there remembering, just, you know, hearing Aizen. Remember that time that we had lunch together? Lies.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's just, remember that time I said that you looked, you know, that your hairline wasn't receding? Lies. Like everything that's ever been done to, you know, that every single conversation that Yamamoto has ever had with Aizen was not only a lie, but was a way to further push him towards, you know, being this master plan.
Yep.
And it's crazy. Like every little thing where Yamamoto's just like, but what if I had gone left? It would have also been according to plan. Damn it. So yeah, right. What if I had turned around and walked away, according to my other plan? That would have. Damn it, Arjun. Right, so it's just a situation where, you know, yeah, like, you don't know who are your friends and who are your enemies. And also, if you notice, throughout the movie, which, I chuckled, but it also was very serious, the captain just kept on falling. Like, you kept on seeing less and less captains in the captain's meeting. And it was kind of like a horror movie. It was like, oh, God, oh, God.
Like, all right, guys, we're getting fucked left and right. I'm going to order his execution now because I'm really getting sick of this shit. Either you guys got to step your fucking game up or we got a problem.
Basically, yeah. Also, let's speak about some really, you know, let's speak about something that I think we can agree on, and I think everyone can agree on, something universal. The music in this movie and in the show in general is amazing.
Yeah.
It really makes the scene, and I think what's even better is that they use, like, okay, I like it when movies make brand new, you know, scores and everything, but what's really interesting is, of course, you know, many Japanese, anime use some of their scores from the show in the movies, and for some people, they're like, oh, it's like recycling. Honestly, I enjoy it because of the fact that it feels like your favorite song is coming up.
Yeah, I feel it's kind of like trying to connect them together in a way, you know?
Yes, no, it feels great because, I think of it like this, right? Like, you know, like you said, connecting them. But to me, it also feels very nice because you sit there and it's just like, oh, you know, like, let's say it's like, especially, as, you know, you might not have seen the show in a while, right? You haven't seen the movie in a while. So you're like, oh, let me jump back in, whatever. And then it just comes back to you like a wave of nostalgia, but in such a good way because it isn't shit nostalgia. You know, it's a good, it's good music that really gets you pumped up, really gets you into the fight. And, you know, usually I tell everyone, go read manga, And I still feel the same way about Bleach. I mean, hell, the anime ended. So if you want to continue the story, you may have to go read that manga thing. But I do admit, you know, there are certain anime that the, you know, that certain things about the anime really draw you into it, where it's just like, all right, I can watch the anime and read the manga, let's say. Or, you know, all right, I see the worth of this anime. And it sounds weird, because I'm a big anime guy. Like, I'm not saying I hate anime, but I really do enjoy reading manga because, again, I like being there, you know, up to date, up, you know, where we're going. And also, there's no filler. Let me rephrase this. There's filler, of course, in the, you know, in the story plot itself, but not in the sense of, you know, oh, no, Ichigo no Kiyota. Yeah, Ichigo no Kiyota, they're about to fight, and then let's go, you know, and now on to something different.
Meanwhile, what? Back in Karakura Town.
Yeah, exactly. Some shit
fuck?
That you don't care about. It's like, well, you got that part right, announcer. Yeah, it's very...
By the way, we're going to be here for another 20 episodes, so you might want to sit tight.
You know what's even worse? Even if they weren't there for 20 episodes, let's say eight. Let's say eight.
Okay.
Just throwing a number out there, right? 8 episodes is 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Because the Karakura Town stuff was so small, and it was actually really funny, but it's small and funny for DVD consumption. You know what I mean? Let me marathon this when I buy it. Not, I'm watching this on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Damn it all to
like
hell.
Like me.
Exactly. Yes, you watch it on Adult Swim on a weekly basis because you like to torture yourself. Sometimes I see him just putting his hand on a lit pan, and just, you know, just on a fiery pan, and just goes like he just likes it.
I didn't get my anime this week, but you know what? This comes close.
Yeah. It's just weird. Your hand always smells like pancakes. I just don't know why. I'm so confused. I'm like, what the hell did you put on your hand before? But I don't know. Anyway, the point is that, you know, the music, right? Again, really makes the anime sometimes. And in this case, I would agree. So in this case, yeah, like I would say, definitely watch the anime. I would have a weird point of view where I'm like, watch the filler instead of watching. Because you can read all the good stuff in the, you know, in the manga. But anyway. So this music, which will be on our website, on our merchandise page, on our Bleach page, where you can still find, you know, the first two movies, many of the tracks will be on through Amazon. So definitely check that out later on today, because we're constantly updating our merchandise page, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. But, so now we're up to the movie, right? We took a lot of time. No, because the thing is, we took a lot of time talking about the outward, you know, all the outer stuff of the movie. You know, a lot of things surrounding the movie, a lot of things, you know, involved in the movie, just without really getting into crazy detail. But now let's get into crazy detail, right?
Yeah.
Crazy detail. The opening to the movie. It felt very Bleach.
They've got some beautiful countryside.
Yes, and it felt very Bleach because no, it's true, and that too, because it felt like something that Bleach would just do, where the royalty coming out and all that stuff, and just the great scenery. Like Naruto could do something like that because, you know, old school, you know, Japan.
Yeah.
But something about this movie with the music and everything just felt like, yep, I'm watching Bleach, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah. And you know, of course, once you know the royalty and the royal carts and they're all walking through the clouds, you know shit's going to go down. Like, as soon as the royal people start walking out, it's like, well, everything's going to go to shit now.
And then it did. Just like Time Turner. Just like Clockwork. And then, of course, Hitsugaya left.
Yeah,
like, what?
That was some big shit.
Yeah. Is he a traitor, son?
Oh, God.
Is he a traitor, Desu?
Even just the implication of, like, not him, like, leaving, like, it didn't really cross me that, oh, yeah, he's a traitor. It was, you know, it was like, oh, he's trying to pursue, you know, who stole it. It was just, like, at least from what I remember, you know, in the series, Hitsugaya was usually always a lot about being punctual, you know, being very, very lawful. And as soon as, like, just the look that he gave Matsumoto, and then, you know, he leaves, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be good.
You know, because, see, that's a great thing where, you know, and I hate bringing up Dragon Ball Z, but again, both are shown and both are very popular. And of course, you know, we love them both, so we have to bring this up. But Dragon Ball Z, it's just standard where it's like, the guy left. It's like, well, do we have enough time to make filler in this movie? No, we don't. Run after him quickly. Fly.
Yeah.
Right? In Bleach, it's just, you know, they're captain. You know, in a division, they have, you know, it's crazy to say, they, you know, they have the authorization to kill, but still they have to go by the book in certain ways. So it's kind of like, you know, with cops and everything, where it's just, all right, you know, if the guy is destroying shit, you know, with guns or whatever, and knives or whatever, you're allowed to shoot him. But if he's running away, you know, and really, you know, you have to, like, talk to certain people. You can't just be like, I'm going to go off on my own. I won't even call HQ. I'm just going on my own. It's like, that's not allowed.
Like, the fact that he didn't even say anything to his captain. Like,
it
you think of all people, he would have at least said to Matsumoto, like, you know, hey, I know this guy, and I need to take care of this. Don't follow me. No, he just said nothing.
Which is, no, which, again, just, I mean, yeah, exactly. Just, it really shows you. Like, I think what's great, too, is just that's all it took. Like, it didn't take any words. It just took a look to make you
exactly.
think. Damn, which I do like a lot. I like when, you know, I like that, not to say that only Japanese movies do this, obviously, but I like that, you know, they can, even with some of the, you know, Dragon Ball Z movies, they can use little bits of silence to really just convey something that in other, you know, types of animation, if, you know, I don't say just American, because, again, not all American animation can do this. Look at something like, you know, Gravity Falls, which is on a whole other level. But still, some American animation have to just be like, you know, like Hitsugaya would have to look at her and just say, I'm leaving, you know, or something, or just, you know, I'm going away now. Do not ever follow me again. You know, where no, it was just a look, and then whoosh, and you're like, what? Like, that's not Hitsugaya. That's not the Hitsugaya I know and love. That's not the Hitsugaya from my fan fiction. Why are they putting other things into my fan fiction?
Just Momo.
Damn it, Taylor, stop it.
Momo appears from the hospital. Bitch, where the fuck you going?
But,
you get back here.
But, yes. So, anyway, speaking of, you know, the idea of, you know, Bleach movies, right, being very sad. And, of course, it's very sad when they introduce someone new. But I think it's just really funny in this case where it's just, hear the story of my comrade that I never talked about until this moment. But then later on, it turned into, like, a really big thing, and you kind of, like, you were like, oh, like you mentioned earlier, which you can go about, you know, go on about in a second, like, it turned into, like, a jab at Soul Society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you were mentioning that before, like, it's kind of like a kind of way to, like, look at their morals, you were saying?
Yeah.
This was off the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, just the fact, this might have been my favorite Bleach movie. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't seen them all in a while, so I'd probably have to, like, go back to the other two. But this might have been my favorite just for the fact of the plot point. They had, you know, two Shinigami that had the same, you know, spirit call out to them. And they're like, well, fuck. Now what do we do?
Yeah, like, what's really interesting,
does it matter?
I think. Yeah,
does,
right?
Does it matter? Well, yes. Why? Quick, somebody go look in the back in the books. Give him an answer.
Yeah, right? Two men sharing the same sword is wrong. Oh, wait, wrong book. But anyway, I just know, but seriously, I feel like it was a very strange situation because...
I can't believe you just...
You shut up. No, it would have been nice if there was, like, one explanation where it's just, if you're using half of its power, that means that, it, you know what I mean? Like, if you're both using its power, that means you're only utilizing half of it. We cannot have people with us that could only use half of its power. You must kill the other one to gain its power. You know, something weird like that.
They just fell on the fact that it is the tradition of the Soul Society, you know, every Shinigami must only have, you know, there only must be one master of a spirit. And it's like, what the fuck?
You know, it shows you. It really shows you how before Ichigo came into their lives, it was really bad.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why I kind of made that joke before, because the tradition aspect is really ingrained in that culture. And
yeah.
It's crazy in that sense because, you know, they would literally say, you know, and it's funny in a way because you're just like, oh, duel. You're like, yeah, you're going to fight. And all of a sudden, the guy's
yeah.
like, do you mean to the death? And it's like, well, I mean, we never said to the death, but, you know. I mean, not you mentioned to kill the motherfucker. Kill,
well,
fight,
I mean,
kill, fight.
I feel like that's basically Ichigo's, like, main role within
yes.
becoming a Shinigami and entering the Soul Society, while not being a part of it, but still being part of the events that take place. He's basically the human side of it. Like, all of them, yes, they are, you know, basically cosmic beings that overlook, you know, the departure of souls. So
right.
they kind of do have to have a level of detachment and make sure, you know, everything runs correctly.
Mm.
And that's there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is literally their job. They have to do this. So they can't really have everybody being like, well, this guy wasn't so bad. It's like, no, we kind of have to have actually strict judgments about this shit. Otherwise,
yeah.
it's going to pile up on us. But I feel
Botan's
like Ichigo...
Botan's like, are you saying that I'm bad at my job? No! Koenma just has his binky in his mouth. Just, did someone say some shit?
Yeah.
Like, no, Koenma, no, everything's, nah, man, no.
But I feel like being in the position that they are, they get to the level of detachment where they lose sight of it after a while.
Of course.
Ichigo is basically
yes.
the one that has to bring back the human element of saying, these are still people.
Yeah.
They live and they die. They
yeah.
still kind of deserve a little bit of respect.
Even in death already, because it's like, you know, it's really funny
yeah.
where it's just, you know, like, we're all already dead. Kill him again. Kill him again.
Yeah, exactly. Kill him again.
Yeah, like, it's like, Jesus, guys, relax. But you know, I agree. And also, a couple cameos that I enjoyed. Zangetsu appeared. I mean, you
yeah.
can call him that if you want to. It's a long story. Read the manga. But Zangetsu appeared. Hooray! And also, this movie had a large lack of Kenpachi, but the ending really made up for it. No, it did. Like Kenpachi is one of my favorite characters, if not my favorite. So
yeah.
when you know, so it really hit me when you see him. Like, oh, by the way, we all have to meet up together quickly. I was like, that's right, lack of Kenpachi. This is wrong. And then all of a sudden, just like 8 times during the ending, just oh,
yeah.
what's that? I'm just sitting there, also laughing maniacally.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful, where it's just like, hey, look, what's that? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's Kenpachi time!
did some bitches call for a boss fight? Because I'm ready.
Basically, yeah, like just, like it's just like, you know, it's just, it's great, where it's just, you know, it's like, the entire time all you were talking about being pansies and crap, but all of a sudden I hear fighting, then booyah-chaka!
Well, yeah, I feel like that's basically every time that's what he waits for.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, yeah, all this, you know, legal bullshit, moral bullshit. I know there's going to be a fight somewhere in here. I can feel it. I'm just going to wait for it. There it is! Okay, time to go!
And then, of course, we also have Ishida, right? Where Ichigo's like, oh, no, there's so many, right, for the Hollows. Ishida's
oh,
just like,
yeah.
hey, Ichigo, back up just a bit. Okay, thanks. Ishida! You know, just... the Quincy's!
Exactly. Although, there is a point about that I feel like everyone forgets. Unless his powers, like, form differently now that he doesn't, you know, just completely eradicate the spirits of the Hollows. I don't know if that became a thing or whether he's still just... Yeah, I'm just killing them. Because in the beginning of the series, that was the whole debate. It's like... You know, the Quincy actually just, you know, eradicate them completely. The Shinigami
really
actually purify the spirits.
Well, it's really interesting in that regard, because I'm pretty sure that
he just killed
it was just
a
quick
people?
Little... That's the thing, yeah, I think it was just a quick movie thing, where
yeah.
I actually can't recall myself, sadly. So I think it may have just been a quick movie thing, where, you know, we've done that with the DBZ movies. We're just like,
yeah.
but that's completely...
No one's going to remember that. Just shut up.
Basically, yeah. No one's going to do a podcast on this. Shut
it's
the
like,
hell up.
Do you want him to get the cameo or not?
Yeah,
it's pretty much what that boils down to.
Right, yeah.
Which, it was nice. I do like to see everybody, you know, from Katakoto Town kind of get there. And that's the thing, like, that's a big thing about Bleach movies.
Hmm.
Like, contrary to Dragon Ball Z movies.
Yes.
Everybody gets their, you know, 30 seconds of fame.
Which is nice. I mean,
in my opinion.
I wish there was more, but I mean, it is nice that everyone does get at least one or two lines. Where, yeah, Dragon Ball Z movies, they just, you know, well, here's the thing, too, by the way, which is something I'm not a big fan of in Bleach movies. They end up fighting larger monsters or larger things, you know, usually. Not really the first movie, which was nice, but in the second movie,
right.
I feel, and in other movies, they end up fighting larger things, so they need more people.
Yeah.
Where in Bleach movies, I'm sorry, in Dragon Ball Z movies, it's usually more one-on-one fights. So
right. It
would be really hard, I feel, even though it would be nice, to introduce people like Yamcha and Tien just to get punched in the face and knocked out for the rest of the film.
Yeah, I know. And have their reputation go down even more if that's even possible.
Yeah, exactly, right? Where it's just like, is Yamcha dead? Nope, but he's pretty unconscious. Yeah,
he is
just,
the most unconscious he could possibly be.
Yeah, she's like, isn't it unhealthy to be unconscious for like large amount of times, despite what movies say? You know, no, it's just like you just hear a laugh. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So it's a weird situation. I don't know if you know that, by the way, Tristan. You actually, like, you know, when movies do that whole like, I hit him over the head and now he's unconscious and he wakes up like, you know, 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, or like 20 minutes.
That's actually pretty
bad. That's really unhealthy. Like, like you should, like, you die from that. Like, the only time, like, if you're knocked out, right, about like maybe a minute at most. You know what I mean? Like,
you're getting brain damage.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, because it's lack of oxygen. Like, you'll die.
Yeah.
So it's really funny how, like, certain movies, mostly old stuff, but certain movies turn that into an off switch. No, they turn it into an off switch, where it's just like, you just turned them off. Blindfold them. He's dead. You know? But, by the way, something really funny. So Komamura, right? You know, if you forgot the names, which are just fine, because, you know, there's so many captains. The dog captain.
Yes.
Right? It was, I don't know why I laughed at this, and I swear I made this same joke when I was 15 years old, so I don't know if that says anything about my character. But
probably.
I just, when Komamura asked Kusaka, right, who are you?
Right.
It's just like, who the hell are you, dog man? Don't remember you last time I was here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, hey, wait a minute. I don't think I'm the one that doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Like, but I don't know why that popped into my head. I sat there and it was really funny. Again, I don't know if they thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they thought about that, where it's like, let's make the dog man be confused here. Like, hey, what's this guy doing here? Never smelled his butt before. What's going on?
Oh, goddamn.
I'm kidding. He's a wolf. But they like making dog references. It's really funny.
Yes.
In the show itself. Oh, and by the way, did you notice? Okay. Ichigo was holding a sword in one hand. So I understand, but he was in his bankai, so his punches could be stronger than normally. But he gave Hitsugaya such a weak ass punch.
Well, I mean, if you remember, Hitsugaya is basically going through this entire movie with his stomach wide open and bleeding.
But here's the thing. I
feel
Here's the thing. I am not saying like. Punch his head off. But the way
there's the off switch.
Right? Yeah, there's the off switch. He's dead. He's dead again. It's like, well, Kusaka, I guess the movie's over. Good night. I guess you've won. No, he can't win without Hitsugaya, in a way. So how funny would it be where it's just like, wait a minute. I know. Yamamoto's like, I know what we must do. It's like, what should we do, Yamamoto? It's like, what we must do is we must kill Hitsugaya. If Hitsugaya is not alive, then he can never be used. And it's just like, Hitsugaya's like, I never said I wanted to be part of this. I thought we've discussed this. Kill Hitsugaya! Kill him now, before he speaks. Immediately, everyone murders Hitsugaya on the spot. Kosaka's like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
But anyway. I don't know. Just something about the punch looked like a wrestling punch, where it was just like, no, because like in wrestling, the Big Show, a man who used to use the chokeslam as a finisher, now he uses something called the knockout punch, which is meant to be like,
right,
it can come out of anywhere, and it's like knocks you out. But of course it looks very weak, because if you actually did a knockout punch, you break someone's jaw, dislocate it, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's how the punch looked, where it's just like, guys, we're in an anime, and it kind of looked like you were just like, meh. Rewatch the scene, Tristan. It was very
yeah.
meh.
Well, I mean, I feel like it was supposed to be kind of meh.
I know. It's one of the situations where it's just like, I must slap some sense into you. Like, you know,
yeah.
and it was kind of just like, meh. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
where it's like, no, Hitsugaya, you must see the light and understand what I'm trying to say to you.
I'm going to blow your brains out.
But that sound should be on the soundboard. But anyway,
oh,
yeah. But, and so we mentioned the ending fight, kind of feeling like it lasted a bit too long. And I have to say, sorry about this,
yeah.
but I'm not a big fan of when, like, large groups of, you know, heroes fight a very large villain.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I feel like they could have done more with, you know, Kusaka's giant ice dragon form. Like, they could have all fought him, and I thought that would have been a little cooler, but instead they have, you know, giant armies of hollows coming out of nowhere.
That's the thing, giant armies of hollows, which, honestly, I was better with those, because here's the thing. I understand your point. If you're going to introduce the form, let it fight.
Yeah.
Like, don't just, yeah. But at the same time...
Let that be the main event.
Yes. But even then, I feel like that being the main event is an issue to me. Because, like, because the thing is, again, I'm just a huge fan of these one-on-one fights. Like, I know it's weird because I'm a huge fan of, like, Super Sentai / Power Rangers and, you know, and stuff like that where, you know, they end up, like, giant robots are fighting, you know, giant monsters and stuff like that, even though it's still a one-on-one fight, but, for, you know, still. But, no, I'm a huge fan of, like, you know, the Dragon Ball Z kind of fights where it's just one-on-one, kind of in midair, like, over and over. So, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I like one-on-one bouts just a bit better.
That's true.
But, yeah. Like, others can come in and get destroyed and stuff, but I'm really just a big fan of, I am going to take you down.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of, let us all take him or her down.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Also,
although,
by the way.
I would.
What?
Yeah. I mean, all right, you go first.
No, I was going to say something really long. You go.
Okay. Well, I was going to do something long, too. I was going to kind of bring attention to Kusaku's character and how much I really enjoyed him as a villain.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot about him, you know, that, I mean, it's, that's a cool thing about Bleach villains as well. You know, it's very hard to hate them so much because, like, I feel like if you hate them, even though we were teenagers, I feel like you have to be the edgy teenager who's like, well, you know what? I mean, he deserved to die. You know, it's like, no, he did. Like, if you have a damn heart and you can really... That's the thing, yeah, if you have a damn heart and you can see past the fact that you're just like, listen, man, all right, it's a man-eat world, you know, you're not so cynical and everything like that, you know.
Yeah.
You really sit there and
you
go, damn, like.
Even when I was younger, I pretty much felt the same way. I felt bad for Kusaku.
No, me too. No, me as well, but I feel like some people in our age group or in that teenage age group, not all, but some are just like, psh, whatever, man, I've seen worse. You know, it's like. Yeah, or you, in general, you just get these very cynical people, just any age group, where it's just like, hey, listen, man, all right, the cogs had to go, you know, the wheel, it's just, it's all natural, like just babbling random shit, right? It's like, listen, all right, he didn't deserve to die, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to die. In fact, Hitsugaya was cool with dying, and it's the sheer fact that the duel didn't look over yet, because it really was supposed to be a battle to the death, and then it became actually, the scholars chose Hitsugaya over you.
Yeah,
have a nice death.
It's funny, like, looking at that scene again, like, seeing it...
Right.
By the way, the flashbacks in this, I feel like this was one of the only, like, anime-type things that I've seen with flashbacks that were actually used very well.
Ah.
Like, they weren't too long. They gave you just enough to give you a picture of what was going on. I thought they were pretty well placed throughout the movie.
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, the actual flashback of them dueling... And even before the duel starts, when you see it at the end from Kusaku's perception,
right?
He's the one to draw first, because I mean he basically worked his ass off, you know, trying to. He even stated that he, you know, swore his life to the Soul Society, and
which is even worse, you know.
You know, upholding the law, and yet he's the one that gets fucked over.
Yeah.
But when they're saying, you know, oh, the only way to solve this is a fight to the death, you know, Hitsugaya's like, no, I'm not going to kill my best friend. Meanwhile, Kusaku just, you know, completely snaps and turns around and goes, Hitsugaya!
Yeah.
It's just like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, maybe I've changed my mind, asshole.
Yeah, like, I feel like that was kind of a...
But even then, he hasn't changed his mind, you know, because he just...
Yeah.
He understands that his friend was frightened, and his
yeah.
friend worked so hard to get there. He still
it
understands
that. It was a point
that.
Of... I just felt like it was a point of their characters. And I love
yeah.
the fact that you can have an actual interesting and kind of deep, meaningful character, even in a movie. I feel like Bleach
right.
has done that pretty well. Like
yes.
I love Usaku's character.
Right.
Even the way that it was only a few seconds, but he seemed to have a slightly different fighting style than Hitsugaya with using the same sword.
Yes, he felt a lot more brash, like bold
yeah.
and kind of violent, where Hitsugaya seems a bit more calculating.
Yeah.
Yes. Also... You know, before we have to wrap this up, which sucks. But I freaked out, I remember as a teenager, when I was younger, and I freaked out again over Ikkaku's Bankai.
Yeah.
Do you know,
nice.
But here's the thing, do you know the surrounding information to that? Because I know you've jumped in and out of Bleach.
I've heard explanations of it, but I don't actually remember right now.
It's fine. It's fine. No, because it's fine. Because, again, I don't think I've actually said this on air. Not even sure if I told you this before. This
yeah.
Bleach movie, while I saw it, you know, when I was younger, I haven't seen it since.
Right.
So this is my really first time getting, you know, seeing the movie again, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've been in and out of Bleach, so I understand that. Basically, Ikkaku got his Bankai off screen. And he was
yeah.
fighting it at Ankar. And it was just like, oh, God, he's basically about to die. And it's like, actually, I have a Bankai. And everybody's like, what? And he's like,
what?
Hey, but could you not tell anyone about it? Because,
yeah.
you know, because he basically doesn't want anyone to know about his Bankai. Because if they knew,
right.
they'd promote him to captain
right.
immediately.
And
he doesn't
want
to be promoted to captain.
Under Kenpachi. Yeah.
Yes, under this division. Because he just really enjoys, this, you know, their camaraderie. And it's just so wonderful. Because it just literally shows, like, listen, I will follow my captain to the death. Even if... I technically have surpassed him, technically. Because even though Kenpachi
yeah.
has all the strength in the world, at this point he hasn't really mastered a Bankai.
Right.
So, but it's still great, because it's just like, wow, like, that's dedication, man.
Yeah.
But also, you know, again, we have to wrap this up. At the end, you know, Hitsugaya still wanted to be friends, and then even after the
yeah.
music played, he just stood at the grave
oh,
and
yeah.
he said, see you.
Yeah, that was probably... I have to say that might even be one of my favorite endings to a movie, just that last scene after the credits play.
It feels
especially
weird because I'm not saying I disagree with you in the sense that I hate it. I'm not saying that at all, but I really have such strong feelings towards the first Bleach movie.
Yeah.
It also, because again, I was younger, it may have been one of my first ever Japanese animated movies that weren't Dragon Ball Z. You know,
right.
so you see how
yeah.
that kind of really stuck with me. I'm not saying I hated the movie or anything, but the
yeah.
second one. But the one that we're currently podcasting about, I like this movie, everyone. But yeah, it feels very, very interesting, you know, where it's just like, you're just like, this is the best movie ever. And I'm like, hold your horses there, partner. You know, like it's, I liked it, but you know, and I believe me, I love the, I just like that for the first two movies. Sadly, I can't remember if the third did it or even the fourth, even though I saw that fairly recently, but I liked
yeah.
that the first two really did that very well. The idea of just, all right, let's give them something small after the credits, but not in a way to say, even though I love Marvel does this, not in a way to say, come to our next movie. No, just, this is wrapping everything up even more.
Yeah. This is just tying everything up nicely and
yeah.
yeah. The last
you can go home crying.
The cake. Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
I don't know, just and,
see,
and
overall,
I liked it in the Japanese a little bit better.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it was one word, he just says goodbye.
Yeah.
But in the English, you know, because it's two mouth flaps. I even realized, like, you know.
Well,
like,
I mean, see you and goodbye,
say, you know,
it could technically be both.
Yeah, goodbye, my friend.
Ah,
and
yes.
I don't know, I just...
Well, it depends on what the sub that you saw, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. But yeah, so what would you give this movie out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I'd probably give it a 7 or an 8.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it a lot higher. Yeah, I would give it in like 7 or an 8 as well. Probably an 8. Like 8.5.
Yeah.
Like, it was very good.
Yeah.
Yes. So, now that we have it, now that we're done with the show, we would like to say thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. If you enjoyed this show, then definitely check out our website, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, because, hey, we have merchandise there. You can go to our merchandise section. You can also see, you know, our podcast archives where we've done Dragon Ball Z shows. We do WWE shows, Steven Universe shows, Gravity Falls shows. We just started a show on Gotham, the new series that airs on Fox. We also have, you know, a bunch of other shows. You know, we've done all the Dragon Ball Z movies, actually. We still have to do the uncut version of Battle of Gods, but we've actually done Battle of Gods, and we did it based on the when it came out in theaters just a couple months ago. So, yeah, we've done a lot. And check us out, you know, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. Merchandise section, you can, you know, buy stuff through us, through Right Stuff for Amazon. You know, you can buy the first two movies either separate, you know, for Bleach, either separately or in a bundle. If you don't have them yet, you know, you can buy them in a bundle. You have one or the other, buy separately. Either way, it really helps us out. We also have ourselves a Facebook, because we post our shows on our website, obviously. If you have a Tumblr, of course, you can follow us. But if you don't have a Tumblr, right, and you just want to bookmark our site, but you have a Facebook, and you want to see some of our constant updates, understandable. You know, we post our shows on there as well. Those Guys on the Radio, or you can just search up Those Guys, and our picture will pop up, and you'll be like, oh, that's them. That is Those Guys. And we also have ourselves a Twitter, Those Guys Radio, where you'll get constant updates on our shows, as well as funny cat pictures and more. And, of course, we also have ourselves the Gmail, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, where if you email us there, you can email us about any kind of advertising opportunities. Legal, mind you. Legal products, legal companies. Only legal. Also, you can also email us about show ideas. Maybe if you're thinking, oh, it would be cool if they did a show on this, send us the idea. Same thing on our website. You can also send us show ideas there as well in the Suggest Show Ideas tab. So, yeah, anything you want to say before we have to go, Tristan?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
All right. So, again, we would like to thank you guys for listening in, listening to Those Guys, and I will be playing us out with Hikari no Rock by Sambo Masta.
See you later.